only a few days into the summer season, and things are really heating up across the Northeast. Temperatures today have soared well into the 80s. We've hit 90 in many locations, and dew point temperatures are up around 70, which means that we are bordering on oppressive levels of humidity. And with all of the heat and humidity, we've had thunderstorms fire up this afternoon. They developed around lunchtime and have been filling in and moving across portions of our area. Some of these storms have been severe, and the potential will exist for additional severe storms as we work through the next several hours. The threats with these storms will be strong gusty winds, maybe some hail, also some torrential downpours, and vivid frequent lightning. As we work into the evening hours, the storm threat will tend to decrease. The storms are being driven by the heating of the day, so once we lose that heating, the intensity tends to come down. So any storms will wind down this evening. It's going to be a warm and humid night. We'll see some areas of fog form later at night as temperatures fall back into the 60s. We'll do it all again tomorrow and, in fact, again on Wednesday as we keep the weather pattern very similar through the first half of the week. High pressure will be off the East Coast. That Bermuda high will be pumping in heat and humidity. And each day we will have the potential for some pop-up, scattered showers and thunderstorms with heavy downpours and also strong gusty winds. By Thursday, we'll start to see the weather pattern shift a little bit as we begin to see a trough develop to our west, and that's going to orient the jet stream in a southwest to northeast orientation along the eastern seaboard. That's going to help to bring some more moisture into the area and potentially some more organized rainfall as we work through the late part of this week. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably cloudy, scattered thunderstorms mainly this evening, areas of fog, muggy, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms, very warm, humid, high in the mid to upper 80s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Tonight, variably cloudy, chance of scattered thunderstorms mainly this evening, areas of fog, muggy, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms, very warm, humid, high in the mid to upper 80s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably cloudy, chance of scattered thunderstorms mainly this evening, areas of fog, humid, low in the 60s to around 70, and for tomorrow, partly sunny, chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, hot and humid, high in the lower 90s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, variably cloudy, chance of scattered storms mainly this evening, areas of fog, humid, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, hot and humid, high 85 to 90. Region-wide on Wednesday, partly sunny, scattered showers and storms, very warm and humid, high in the mid-80s to lower 90s. And on Thursday, variably to mostly cloudy, with periods of rain and thunderstorms, high 78 to 86. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.